I'm Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warriors. Now I'm back to the drive with Steve Jackson on KSRO.
All right, guys. How about those Warriors? 8-1. Wow, huh? Coming up later, unless John Miller goes off for 2 hours, we love listening to John Miller, the Giants Hall of Fame broadcaster. He'll be coming up in just a bit to talk about Willie Stretch McCovey, who passed away yesterday at the age of 80. And then we've got the Niners and the Raiders. 4:45, the pregame starts. And Nick Mullins is going to be quarterbacking. Who's Nick Mullins, you ask? Hell, I don't know. Who knows? But it's going to be a fun game, I'm sure. The Drive Brouhaha with Mark Carpenter and Herlinda. Today featuring the return of homebrew chef Sean Paxton. He's always fun. Political analyst Brian Sobel is with us. He's in the green room. We're going to talk about state and local races, etc. And again, the Giants Hall of Fame broadcaster John Miller coming up in just a bit. I'm so excited to talk to him. In the meantime, Harry John Duke is with us, along with some folks who are doing a play called Outside Mullingar with the Raven players. Harry?
Yes?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
We've been hosting some folks from some rather dark shows for the past few weeks involving demonically possessed puppets and hammer-wielding murderers. So we're going lighter this week.
Oh, good.
We're going lighter. Up at the Raven Players in Healdsburg at the Raven Performing Arts Theater, they are doing, as you said, Outside Mullingar. And joining us is the director of the show and two of the cast members. So welcome to Ron Nash, Bon Connor, and Heather Gibeson.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, kids. Good to see you.
Bon, you
were in before. What was the play you were talking about?
That was the musical I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change at the Raven.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, Harry.
It's like stereo here. Two basso profundo voices hitting
That's
me
what I remember.
From both sides here.
I remember Bon's voice going, "You ought to be in radio."
I'm honored.
So let's give our audiences some sense of what the show is about. If you're looking for some lighter, perhaps more positive entertainment. Ron, give us a synopsis of Outside Mullingar.
Well, Outside Mullingar is about these two people who live on a farm in the middle of Ireland. They're in their 30s and 40s, and they're in love, but they just don't know it. And they're both peculiar people. And the whole play is about how can they get together. I think that's it in a nutshell.
Pretty concise. And so here we have two peculiar people. We've got Bon and Heather here. First of all, let's talk about the author of the play.
John Patrick Shanley, who
better
wrote
known for
Doubt. And he also, and that won the Pulitzer Prize. And he also wrote Moonstruck, the movie, and that won the best movie of the year. Yeah,
one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a great movie.
I did not realize that.
He also wrote and directed a very strange movie that is one of my favorites. It's called Joe Versus the Volcano with Tom Hanks.
That's right, yeah.
And Meg Ryan, I believe. It's kind of out there movie, but it's very funny. And as so is this show. But this what struck me about this show, and I have seen it, I rarely see a show before I have guests in. That way I don't have to be honest with them when they ask me, what'd you think? But after seeing some dark theater, it really was a nice change of pace for me because it really is a very sweet show. Let's talk about the two main characters here. We're talking Bon, you play Anthony,
yes.
And Heather, you play Rosemary. Mm-hmm. So tell me about Anthony.
Anthony has been taking care of his father for the last number of years.
All right, we went through this last time Bon was in. His voice is better than mine, and I don't like to have a competition in the studio.
Could you do the rest of the interview in falsetto, please?
Sure, do a little higher. Well, thank you. Do it Irish. No.
Do it Irish.
I don't know. I can do the script Irish. I can't wing it. But that being said, Anthony takes care of his father. They live on a farm right next to Rosemary and her mother. And our parents are on their way out, and there's always an obstacle in Anthony's way that keeps him from Rosemary. He doesn't think he's good enough. So that's basically what his inner struggle is everything he wants is right next door, but he finds every reason to avoid it because he wants something better for her. It's kind of like a
he's in total denial.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Heather, your character?
Yeah, Rosemary. She's quite the opposite. She's very determined, feisty. She knows what she wants, and she always has. And so unlike Anthony, who really like struggles with, you know, what he wants and thinks he deserves, she knows it, and she always has known it. So with her, it's more of waiting it out and waiting for everything to just come together, which she believes will just happen.
Now, your characters have a little bit of history. And it goes back to a specific incident. And I don't think I'm giving a lot away because it comes out fairly early in the show. So let's talk about that.
That's true. Yeah. Rosemary was doing a little ballet in the fields, and then Anthony pushed her down when she was only like 7.
Yes, they were kids. Yeah. We're gonna
clarify. Yeah, they were kids.
And it was his 13th birthday.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And so that moment to her is something she's never forgotten.
And we won't give away some of the other parts of the show, but that leads to a situation that kind of plays into both characters' desire and battle.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Oh, definitely.
Ron, how long ago did John Patrick Shanley write this?
Well, it was on Broadway in 2014. It was nominated for 6 or 7 Tony Awards. Didn't win any.
Wow.
But it's a wonderful play.
And Deborah Messing, better known as Grace in Will and Grace, played the role of Rosemary in the show.
Wow.
Okay. So it's a fairly new play, and I think it's been done once in the county before. I think Mainstage West might have done it a few years ago, but this is certainly the first production up at the Raven. And it's already opened, it's running now, and it runs through this weekend, through November the 4th. Tonight, I believe, is your value night, correct?
Yep.
So all tickets are $15. Otherwise, tickets are regular price through the weekend. 8 o'clock performances tonight, Friday and Saturday, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. Now, the play is set in Ireland, and I would assume people should realize that Irish accents are required for this show?
Yes, they are, indeed.
How did you go about dealing with that?
Bon, give us a little of your...
A little Irish? Well, I have to say
do it from the script, then.
Do
a scene. From the script. Let's see. Don't criticize me. Some of us don't have joy, but we do what we want. As a man who takes no pleasure in what he wants, less of a man than one who's happy. It just kind of rolls. It's very musical. Actually, Heather's the one who picked it up. I just mimic her.
And they're both...
Heather, give us a little of your Irish.
It was me that found him. I looked in on him, then I was going to go, but for his hand. His one hand lay outside the sheet, and I found myself looking at it. And it came across to me that there was no life in it, and he was dead.
I love that.
She's referring to her father.
Butter. Yeah. Wow.
So what kind of sets things in motion is the passing of Rosemary's father.
Yes.
And your father is not long for this world either. Correct?
Yeah, yeah, he's on his way out.
They both die.
And who's playing those roles?
Robert Bauer plays Anthony's father, Tony. And Marisha Zephyr plays Ifa,
the mother. Ifa
Muldoon. The play starts right after a funeral, so you can imagine what goes on at an Irish funeral.
Now, you and your father have some issues.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so let's talk about that. That's one of the big conflicts in the show.
Well, Anthony can't seem to do right by his father, Tony. He takes care of the farm, does everything for him. But it never seems to be good enough. He's very disappointed that he's not married. You know, he's in his 40s. But no matter what Anthony does, it doesn't seem to work out. But, and not without giving too much away, there's more underneath his father, how he really feels about him. But first half of the play, Anthony doesn't see it. And it's very apparent that they go at each other, more or less Tony at him.
But it's lighthearted?
It's a comedy, a romantic comedy, and boy, it's got that Irish humor and sometimes that dark Irish humor, but it's still, we do it well. I have to say, we do it well, and I think they deliver it, and even the dark stuff comes out.
I was so happy to attend an Irish play that did not have someone bludgeoned to death with a hammer in it, which was the last Irish play that I had seen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
Talk about
satanic puppets.
Or satanic puppets, or possessed puppets. The play is set in Ireland, and talk about the set, what you put together to represent
that. I designed
the
set, and it's the interior of two homes, plus the exterior of one home, and what they call a manger, sort of a haymount, we'll call it. We'd call that in our country. And they're both farmers. She's a farmer, too, and she holds her own with the men. Anyway, I wanted the set to be... have a feel for how these people lived. And Tony and Anthony, Anthony's mother has died, and the men just keep the place, and it's in pretty bad shape. And I tried to capture that feeling, and I think I did it pretty well. And the other house is the women live there, and they do keep the house clean and neat. And a lot of comments are made about how that is done. And I tried to get that across, too. So when I design a set, I try to make it get the feeling of the play, not just, well, this is a farmhouse or this is a kitchen or whatever it is. So I hope I've done that.
All right. Rosemary, talk a little bit more about your character. What attracted you to this character? What did you think you could bring to this role?
Oh, man. I think what attracted me to it is because she's a lot like me. You know, I am so...
I think I called you Rosemary.
Yeah.
I did, of course, have
yeah. You
and
did,
it's,
yeah.
And it's, I have a bit of an identity crisis with her because I am so stubborn and just, you know, I know what's right. And my husband can tell you this all day long. That I am just, I'm stubborn to the point of madness, as they say in the show. And that's what drew me to her. It was like getting to play myself with an Irish accent, which, let's be real, is super ideal. and so that's what was really fun, and just to play this like romantic story and just, you know, see what she wants and she goes after it, you know. That's
it's outside Mullingar, and it's at the Raven Performing Arts Theater, the Raven Players, and it's you got to catch it this weekend, today, Friday, Saturday, and in matinee on Sunday. The Sunday performances are at 2 p.m. All others, 8 p.m. And Bon Connor is here, one of the actors in the play. Ron Nash, the director and set designer. And Heather, is it Gibbison?
Oh, Gibbison.
Gibbison.
Told you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I'm so bad with pronunciation of names. Okay, Harry?
Heather, we've had Bon in before, and yeah. And we've
and
got.
By the way, I love the Superman hoodie.
Thank you. I wore this last time. It's my tradition.
It's your,
now.
Your lucky drive outfit.
It is, actually. Yeah.
He flew in.
That's right.
It works on radio.
Tell us some of your background, Heather.
Oh yeah, well, I'm actually new to the area. I've moved around a lot, but I got my degree from Southern Utah University in classical acting, and I've actually spent, this is my first non-Shakespeare show since 2012. So
wow.
It was quite fun for me to get to, you know, speak kind of regular English. Of course, then you add the accent, which was an interesting, you know, step down. But but so, yeah, I've done a lot of different theater, moved around a lot, most recently in Fresno, California. So,
wow. Utah to Fresno.
Yeah.
Well, not directly, but yep.
What's in between that?
Oh, my gosh. Utah, then Ireland. I did live there for a while.
Oh.
And then I lived in Idaho, and then Los Angeles, California, and
wow.
Then Fresno.
All right. And Bon?
I was living in Los Angeles. That's where I went to school, mainly film, but that's why it's so refreshing to do this play, because it's, if you ever want a chance to do a play or do theater, I got very blessed with this one.
All right. From now on, Mike, we're doing the drive with Bon Connor because his voice is the only one that's better than mine, I think.
Oh, no more Warriors to do those promos. Have Bon
have
do
Bon.
The promos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should record him.
Oh,
this I was is the, back to the drive with Steve Jackson.
For you honored. Folks who are interested in attending a performance of Outside Mullingar, again, it runs through this weekend, tonight, Friday and Saturday evenings at 8, Sunday at 2. We have two pairs of tickets to give away to the first two callers at 707-636-1350. It is playing up in Healdsburg at the Raven Performing Arts Theater on North Street. It's a great opportunity to get out, grab something to eat, and see a good show. So give us a call, 707-636-1350, and we'll set the first two callers up with the pair of tickets.
Well, we're already slammed. Everyone's trying to get in, so...
Guinness is not provided, I should make clear. Not provided during the performance.
Well, then I'm
sadly.
Not going.
Ron, give us some idea of your background here.
Well, I'm an East Coaster. 13 years ago, my daughter called me and said, if you don't come to California, you're not going to see your grandkids grow up. And I had retired early from teaching theater in Boston, and I was living in my country house in the Northern Catskills. And she said,
wow.
If you don't come out now, remember last winter where you had 10 days in a row where it never got above 26 below. So I said, okay, I'll come out. And I've been out here ever since, and I've been doing theater too out here.
Do you do other theater groups other than The Raven?
Well, I worked at Novato Theater Company, and I worked at Marin on Stage. But most of my work now is up here because I moved up here to Santa Rosa, and I like it up here.
Yeah,
I'm more of a country boy than anything.
Catskills, Woodstock, north of Woodstock?
West of Woodstock.
Okay.
Halfway between Woodstock and Cooperstown.
Oh.
Friends always come out and they want to go to the Hall of Fame.
Of course.
And of course everybody wants to go to Woodstock.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Hall of Famer Willie McCovey passed away yesterday. Giants Hall of Fame broadcaster John Miller will join us after the break. So we've already got our winners. You can stop calling, folks, if you haven't won.
Appreciate your interest, but if you're looking for information on how to get tickets, dates and times, you can go to the Raven Theater website. That is raventheater.org. They're also available at Copperfields Books in Healdsburg and Santa Rosa.
Ron Nash, the director and set designer, Bon Connor, one of the main characters in the play, and Heather Gibeson.
All right. Ah,
he's always good the second time around.
Yeah, it takes a while, but I usually get it. It is outside Mullingar, and you should check it out. You only got this weekend. Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday at 8, and then Sunday matinee at 2.
It's a sweet show.
By the way, Mike told me earlier that it's November 1st and it's 88 degrees.
Wow.
Thankfully, it's 68 in the studio. I'm still trying to get it down to 36, but it's 68 right now. Ron Nash, Bon Connor, and Heather Gibeson.
He had to pause, but he got it the third time,
I did.
Too.
Outside Mullingar, check it out this weekend, beginning tonight, and then again Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee at the Raven Players.
Performing Arts Theater.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Mike was trying to get me to look at my phone because he sent me a message. Oh, okay. We're going to do Brian Sobel next, and then John Miller from the Giants. Okay.
John's got to warm up.
Yeah. John is going to the equivalent of AA for broadcasters. It's called On and On and On Anon. We love John Miller. He's so amazing. This is going to be great, him talking about Willie McCovey. All right, Brian Sobel, political analyst, coming up next. We're going to talk about state and local races happening next Tuesday. And, of course, we're going to be doing, as we have for the last 10 years, full election coverage on Tuesday night with Dr. Dave McCune, Pete Fapiano, and a bunch of other folks joining us, including the people who are running for office and talking about the measures and the props and stuff. And we will do some of that with Brian Sobel coming up next on The Drive. Then John Miller will join us, The Drive Brouhaha, today featuring the return of homebrew chef Sean Paxton. He's great. And then the Niners and the Raiders begin at 4:45. That's the pregame start here on KSRO. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Come see the show.
We'll be back on The Drive.